I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I am the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. All right, so can we talk? Can we talk for a minute? Listen, I work with a lot of entrepreneurs, okay? I help entrepreneurs build profitable podcasts. So that usually means I'm not just working with the podcast, I'm working with the business, because the goal is for the podcast to be profitable and drive listeners into customers. So I have to look at their businesses in order to position the podcast appropriately, right? Where I get so frustrated, why y'all like being so busy and doing everything. So many entrepreneurs that I work with, it's like an enjoyment of being on a hamster wheel. And I'm recording a podcast today and I'm going to talk about this because I was telling my husband about it and he was saying it's really just a dopamine hit that people get when the launch or, oh, I'm going to buy this new thing. Oh, I see such and such using this equipment, so let me get that equipment because that's going to make me reach my goals. Like, no, most of the time, if you have a clear plan of action to move your stuff forward and you know how you're going to measure the success of that plan and you're still not where you want to go, especially as faith-based business owners, because sometimes God be having us in a whole different process that we just can't simply plan for. Sometimes it's just timing and we create busy work to make us feel like we are getting ahead in our goals, but essentially we're just on a hamster wheel, tiring ourselves out. I work with so many people who, you know, they want to rebrand and they want to a brand refresh and to do new this and get new that and create this and create that. And as we're working through, you know, well, why do you feel like you need to create these things? What is wrong with the brand? Why do you feel like you need to do it over? Usually it's because they're scrambling based off of being unsatisfied with where they are right now. And as faith-based business owners, you need to be able to understand when you need to be still and just wait, or when there is a problem within the system somewhere that you need to fix. And usually this takes a bit of self-awareness and a true relationship with God to be able to decipher, because it's easier to say, oh, I'm not doing enough, because that leads to us trying to do things, that leads to us trying to be in control, and it feeds into us wanting to be in control and liking to do stuff in the first place. But you have to first figure out, like, okay, is this a season where I need to just chill and let God be God and just continue doing the things that he has me doing? Or is this a season where I need to go back to the drawing board? But I'm speaking specifically right now about you being in a season where you just need to see the plan through and not let your impatience or your unsatisfaction with where God has you lead you into doing things unnecessarily. And I think a lot about the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast specifically, right? We celebrated 5 years of doing the show this year. I'm going to be completely honest. Year four, probably year and a half, all through year four, I was not excited about doing the podcast at all. It didn't need, and my inner hustler, of course, would want to go to find the next dopamine hit. So try to rebrand, refresh, change things up, or launch something else or whatever. And the real issue I was having is it was just routine at that point. It was mundane. I've been doing it for a long time. It's not exciting anymore. but it's not time for me to change or abort the mission because it's not about me and how I feel about it. It's about my commitment to showing up consistently to what God is calling me to do on that platform. And me doing anything different would be me then getting out of alignment. And that's not a place that I want to be in. And so I think it takes a certain level of maturity too, to be able to understand like or discern what season you're in and how to maneuver that season. But again, seek God on what season you're in. But for right now, in this moment, I'm talking about when you need to relax. And I'm ranting a little bit because I feel like a lot of us need to just relax and trust that God is going to see through. He is the one who establishes our plans. He does the establishing. We play our small part in whatever it is that God is calling us to do, but he does the establishing. It's his business, it's his brand, it's his podcast, his YouTube channel, his platform, his product, his service. And we are of service to him and to be the vessels to do whatever he needs us to do and not distract ourselves or allow our feelings to make us feel like we need to be doing something different than committing to God. And I'm ranting about it because I get it. You know, I was in that space with the podcast for a good year and a half. Like, I really don't feel like doing this. Like, I'm not excited about it. I just don't. And my prayer for this year, you know, year five, I was like, God, can you just renew my excitement for it? Because I was going to do it anyway, but, you know, I want to be excited about it too. So, like, God, can you renew my excitement for it? And I'm a lot more excited these days to do the podcast than I have been in years. But I think about if this was 6 years ago or whatever, before I even truly gave my life to Christ, I would have put it down and did something else and picked up the next bright, shiny object. And so I want to just talk for a second to just... because I feel like there are some of you guys who are picking up bright, shiny objects and getting distracted with the next hot thing. And TikTok is popping, so you on TikTok. Everybody's vlogging, so you vlogging. Everybody. Listen, y'all gonna get me for real. I'm not code switching for nobody. I love that in corporate America. Everybody is... I don't know, doing virtual conferences. So I'm going to do what is God calling you to do? Don't get distracted by you feeling like you should be farther than where you are, or you feeling like you're not doing enough. Our feelings be lying. Our feelings are not facts. Our heart is fickle. I was reading in Galatians, preparing for the podcast I'm going to record today. And I think it's Galatians 5:17, but essentially in Galatians, Paul was talking to the church because at this time it was like different forms of Christianity going on. Like different perverted versions of what it was supposed to be was happening. And it was a lot of people who were saying like, you have to obey all Jewish law in order for you to be saved. It was just a lot happening. And what in this particular chapter, Paul was just saying how being in Christ is freeing. And he was also saying that we're supposed to live according to the Holy Spirit. But doing that is always going to conflict with our flesh. And so I always want to emphasize that our feelings are not facts, because our flesh and our emotions and our bodies and everything is sinful by nature. It desires to go against God. And so it's our jobs to be able to recognize when our feelings, our emotions are trying to get us outside of the will of God so that we can keep ourselves in check. So sometimes, I've said this before, we don't even have to think about the enemy. We live in a flesh that wants to sin. So sometimes self-regulation is a fight that I don't think is talked about enough. We go straight to, you know, the enemy walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he can devour. And he does. But we also walk around in bodies that don't want to do the will of God. So we got to deal with that too. And this in business, this is a big part of it, is really keeping yourself in check and your feelings in check and not chasing the next shiny, bright object, but instead remaining committed and faithful to what God is calling you to do. So I'm going to pause this one here and then remember I said earlier, there are times where you might need to change some things in a business. So we'll talk about that part in the next video. So I'll end this one here. Again, thank you for watching. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when I post another video. I'll see you in the next one.